Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Thank you so much to Johan Els. I am so humbled each and every time, as we always do. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. We exalt His holy name. There is none like Him in our lives. He is the one who does everything that we marvel at. And the very fact that we are able to sit and talk behind the mic, and many, many people grant us the grace of listening, even at times when we don't even meet their standards, it is just the grace of the Father. May the Father bless you abundantly, keep you through, continue to be the pioneer of radio today. I don't know if you are aware, I am a researcher, and so I compare quite a lot of things. If we look into radio and we look at those presenters who are pioneering, you are in the top three of those who are pioneering. And I talk about people who talk to all facets of the human caliber, all facets, male, female, young, old, African and European. You are basically dealing with this above board, and I congratulate you. May the Father continue to bless you so much.
Hlala umamele umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla. Fumana i-app yethu kwi-App Store okanye kwi-Play Store. Kungenjalo, qhagamshelana nathi kuradiopulpit.co.za.
Great music indeed. Wow, Teddy Pendergrass there. Somebody told me to deliver this message, of course, saying, hey, it's about to repent. We have to repent. It's about time. And the judgment is at hand. Let us repent and turn from our evil ways. That's what it says. That's what it says. He got this in a dream when he was about 10 years old. He wrote this. He sang this. He's never allowed to sing it again, of course. I understand. Let me welcome our guests. Professor Buyisondezi is on the line. Greetings to you. Welcome, Professor.
Greetings to you, my brother. I greet you in the glorious name of our Lord and Savior, King Yeshua. And I also greet our listeners in the glorious name of our Lord.
Thank you so much. And also, Barukia, greetings to you. My Ahi, welcome.
Shalom, my Ahi. I trust and I hope you well. Shalom to Professor Buyi. And to our beautiful listeners, it is indeed a pleasure to be back with you again. Halala.
How's the boy?
I would say much better. He's back at work because I had to take him again on Friday. But I'd say at least the milestone, the antenna is now, I would say, over.
That's good.
Thank you very much for your support. Also, Professor, I did receive your message as well.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And of course, it's turning quarter past. I'm trying to reach Mr. Clement Ntlailane from the IEC. We will be talking to him as from now at quarter past. And we will be touching base. The phone keeps on telling me that he's not available. I'm going to try again. So that we become able to reach out to him.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Mamela inkubo iHeart to Heart no Ayanda Nelemba. Rhoqo ngolwesithathu ukusukela ku 12 to 3 PM. Sishukuxa ezempilo, ezokuhlala nezoluntu. Sithi chatha nomculo othomalalisa inhliziyo. Vuseleleka ku Heart to Heart qho ngolwesithathu ngo 12 to 3 emalanga. Mamela ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Okanye ufumane podcast ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
Every time when this song plays, man, I remember my father. You know, there was a time, man. There was a time. Just a short time that I lived with him. And then he bought this album. He never played it. He just bought it for me to play. He never played it. Even with Billy Withers, that album, oh yeah, Chris Rea. He never played them, but he just... Blue Mitchell, he never played them. Tim Witherspoon, I was the one who was playing them. And A New Day, A Day of Peace, you know, that we work for peace. And speaking about that, Radio Pulpit and the South African Council of Churches will be at Grace Bible Church from 2 to 4 p.m. on Sunday, the 5th, for a time of prayer and petition for our country, South Africa. Batlentlapo and Ayanda Nenemba will be broadcasting live at the Prayer Day event. And says, let's humble ourselves and seek God's face, gather in unity and show our faith, with our hearts lifted up for our country. Sunday the 5th at the Grace Bible Church. I suppose it's in Soweto. The Grace Bible Church in Soweto. Okay. That will be happening there. All right. And as we are waiting, let me see if we will be able. Okay. He has gotten our message from the IEC. You know this IEC? He has gotten our message and he will advise us as to whether we interview him or not. Anyway, we should go on. I have Professor Buyiso Ndezi from the University of Johannesburg. And many people don't know that Professor Buyiso Ndezi is also a pastor. And we also have Baruch Yah. He's in Cape Town. And tonight we are talking about the sinful fruit. Am I correct?
Absolutely.
No, we must be on the same page, you know. You remember the other day what happened, you know? So I had to provide verses in a way, you know. Yeah. So as we await for Sam, who is this? Is it... no, man. Okay. As we await for the IEC people, Clement Ntlailane, I see Sam here. No, Clement Ntlailane, as we await their response. This guy, the phone rings, he doesn't answer. I guess they are very busy, and sometimes they forget that, hey, they've scheduled interviews on this show. So that thing happens. It's just a human error. We should just bear with him. All right. We are talking about life traits that are characterized by evil due to one's separation from Yahuwah Elohim. And we are touching base on this, the issue of the sinful fruit and what it is even all about. Deuteronomy 32:32, for their vine is of the vine of Sodom and the fields of Gomorrah. Their grapes are grapes of gall. Their clusters are bitter. Have you even eaten bitter grapes, Professor? Have you ever eaten bitter grapes?
Yeah, I have. if I was eating them before time.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't even bite them. You can't even chew them.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the feeling that you would get.
Yeah. So it happens. Yeah, man. You know, they are just something else. And Mayaki, have you eaten bitter grapes that are like gall? You know.
What is yakaka?
Yeah. What is yakaka? Oh no! Hey, I'm Fondini. Chin. Chin. Yeah, it's true, absolutely. They're baba. They're not nice. They're bitter. When I want to munta puzi alvein, I get a lot of advice alvein or king. You know, there's this thing that the Barkyau Gezikazi, and they used to give us when we were young, Barki Alvain. Hey, that thing is not nice, man. It's not nice. And people would be drinking that. Now, it talks about the people who are bearing sinful fruit. They say sinful fruit, it looks good, but it's bitter. It looks good, but it's like gall. Inyongo. Inyongo mayingat kitegele nyamen, mabatinza, batinza, imbuzi, imbuzi, mabatinza. And then inyongo mabanga isusi gahle. Ya tu kitegele la payala. Nyami baba yonke.
Abantu basetjezo sisu.
Abantu basetjezo, bahanjiswa sisu.
Yeah.
And this is basically the fruits of those who are riddled with sin. And if we are, as believers in our assemblies, ministries that we call churches, and there is a proliferation of a life pattern style that is devoid of the principles of the law of the Most High. Whatever fruit we bear, no matter how good it looks, it's going to be bitter. Now, I don't know if the two of you have met these people who are selling fruits at the corners of the robots, and how they make those fruits and the grapes, they make them to appear very nice, and they are so thick and big. And you buy them, they take the money, you go, and when you eat them as you drive, they are not as sweet as and not as good as the grapes that you would buy the fruit shop. They are avocados. Now I'm talking about, yes, their cashews are actually modified. Tinkulume especially la baba tanda manki na tigule shole. Uzaveza ngokuhleka abantu bamankinati. Maba metopin, they just buy. You know, they just buy. But sometimes these things, you find the peanuts do not smell the way peanuts should smell. Ma peanuts lawa nuka ngathi bese sake nisikhathe side for months. Phakathi kwesaka. And then baomis ba chayang ngamanzi ba chayang etswa iba omis ababekelangeni, and then babuya bafaka ma plastic in, but nay 2 rand 50 thanda mankina tiyathenga lapha yano yahla setshenzwa isiso. Whatever it is that they do, whatever it is that they are about, the fruit that they bear is sinful. And we know we have been told to go and bear fruit in abundance, but this that we bear because of sin, because of a life that is alienated from the Most High, from Christ himself, we start to bear fruits of our own sinfulness and not fruits of the vine, which is the Messiah himself, the HaMashiach. And we find ourselves marching in problems like that. If you look at denominations today, those who would look at some of my posts, you would see I posted, this pastor gets off a Bentley or whatever, it's a Rolls Royce and what, and people are bowing down to him. The other one is sitting on top of women as if they are a sofa in the church. The other ones, and especially women, I don't know what's wrong. And I'm not trying to say women are gullible. They're not. They are not gullible. Here is Professor Buisandes. They are not gullible. But what I see is that, you know, there is such an abuse towards the female body today amongst us, in that they take it in front of the church, they put the poor ladies in a bath, they start shaving them, the pubical areas. They shave them while they preach. Mayaki, you will speak about that example. I gave that example 4 years ago when people were saying to me, you are trying to have a good show by lying. And someone says, I am removing the breast cancer on a woman by their breast. By tweet, 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 their breast.
Yeah. It was the one time.
Hey, Chief. Chin. Listen, man. There's a lady who is a journalist in Kenya. In Kenya, yeah, in Nairobi. And she interviewed the guy, and the guy was saying, yes, by suckling on the women's breast. I'm trying to use a very good word. Suckling on the woman's breast. They're taking off the cancer or the disease. This guy is doing things, man. Look, I heard the interview. I had not seen the video. I saw pictures, and last week Mayaki sent me the video. It was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. But I've reported about this 5 years ago when people were saying, no, Ray is trying to have a good show. I remember very well. And some of my friends were saying, no, Ray, we must have a meeting. No, you can't be saying things like this. And I said, but it's true. Look at it. Here it is. And these are what we call sinful fruits. Okay. Check out the other verse in Isaiah chapter 3, verses 11. It says, woe to the wicked! It shall be ill with him, for the reward of his hands shall be given him. A bitter fruit we see also with the rewards of our doings. It says, the wicked rewards are indicative of a sinful fruit. Isaiah chapter 5, verses 2, it says, he dug it up and cleared out its stones and planted it. This is a tree. It with the choicest vine, but he built a tower in its midst and also made a wine press in it. He expected it to bring forth good grapes, but it brought forth wild grapes. After taking care of everything, all of it, but because of the wicked inherent, the politicians like to use the word incumbent. Because of the wickedness incumbent, we start to see that even if this is supposed to bring good fruit, it brings wild fruit. Doesn't bring that which is according to the order. It brings that which is even dangerous to the knowledge of the order. Wild means dangerous to the knowledge of the order. We're talking about that. I trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8. It is Tuesday Live.
Real radio for real people serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Send us your WhatsApp. Tell us about some of the wild or sinful fruits that you see amongst us as believers, as the nation. Sinful fruits that you see amongst us as believers and also as a nation. I don't know, man. Did you see politicians this weekend in the churches? I know. I saw Baba Mbabeta is Kalanga. It's sad that we see these kinds of things even amongst us. What are indicators of sinful fruits amongst us, even as a society, as a South African society? What are some of the things that you would see as a sinful fruit amongst us? We're touching base on that. You can also give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-33-413-22. It seems calls are coming in. Hi, welcome.
Good evening. You're speaking to Clement. I got a missed call.
Oh, okay. Clement, we're trying to get hold of you. This is Radio Pulpit, man. Supposed to have that interview at 15:15, and we called you on and on and on.
Sure, I was. My apologies. I was on another interview with Pelly FM. I just did not have the number just to confirm the exact time, so I think I was double booked there.
Yeah, what was it, Clement? What was it? Hebrare, what was it? Go Pelly, Dak. Mutago Pelly. What was it? Hebrare, Ari, Unali interview, Lena.
Yeah.
These guys must step aside. Why one? Now, okay, let's do it. Let me call you back. Is that fine with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Let me call you back. Yes, all right. Okay. All right, Clement. All right. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Let me get on into that before we get into the questions with our guests, and then just a limited time with Clement, because our time really is gone. I will just have 5 minutes with him, if you bear with me. It's just like playing a song. And we talk with him about the IEC. It's worth hearing. It's worth hearing. And the very fact that he came back. All right, it's worth hearing. It's worth hearing. And, of course, you can also send us WhatsApps and tell us, how do you feel the sinful fruit that we see amongst us these days as the church? We are touching on that. You can tell us even far much more. All right. I am talking to Mr. Clement Ntlailane. Mebra, who's it?
Yes,
all right, man. It's all right. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming back to us, man. Thank you very much. You know, basically, I was supposed to have a longer time with you, but we will just, you know, limit it to whatever it is that we can get out of it. The 2024 national and provincial election date has been determined for the 29th of May. And the Electoral Commission has published the official election timetable, which sets into motion key activities building up to the voting day. The timetable outlines all the important cut-off times and dates for the performance of the electoral activities. What does this mean to me as a layman?
Basically, as a layman, this means that, you know, we need to prepare for these elections that are coming on the 29th of May, 2024. Yes. And there are, you know, aspects that you'd want to be interested in. Firstly, it's an issue of special vote. That, you know, it's a provision of the law that those who cannot visit their voting station on election day can basically apply via the IEC platforms that are in place to indicate to the IEC that I'm not available on the 29th of May due to whatever reasons. We will not even ask you the reasons. Because you are registered to vote, you are on the voter's roll, you simply apply for a special vote. Equally for those that needs to be visited at home, you know. They need to make use of this provision because the IEC can visit them and facilitate voting process from their home, and mainly because they cannot carry their physical body to a voting station on election day. So the 2 days prior to the declared election day, which is the 29th, the 2 days would be the 27th and the 28th. Of May 2024, the IEC on both days will open voting station and will have, you know, officials going to facilitate voting for those that would have applied for a special vote. And I think it's also important to note that the closing date for this application for a special vote is actually this coming Friday on the 3rd of May 2024, whereby, you know, you need to either go on our IEC website, that's elections.org.za, to make sure that you simply, you know, apply for that special vote for the IEC to accommodate you. Either you'll be voting at a voting station or at, you know, your place of residence. You make use of that platform.
You know, coming to that, let me just ask you a by the way question. I've had many people who have been saying this, and I was listening also on social media and some of the people in the newsroom. And it is that others think that if you had registered to vote, let's say 10 years ago, you must make sure that you are still on the voter's roll. You'll have to do it again. And I was saying, no, but it should be done once. And I'm happy with talking to you. You know better, Clement.
Yeah, indeed, brother. Once you are registered with the IEC, you are basically registered for life.
Yeah.
Not unless you choose to deregister, or in other cases, you know, you change your ID number, perhaps your identity number with the Home Affairs, they missed your date of birth, mismatched it, and you rectified, and you are issued with the new identity document number. It means that the older ID number that you have registered with the IEC will then be disregarded because you have a new one. And that new one, if it's not registered with the IEC, you will unfortunately not be able to vote. Even if you come on election day and produce a new ID, but the mere fact that this new ID now is not, registered, you don't appear, it doesn't appear anywhere in the voter's roll. We have your old ID number, but because we run our systems and verify them through Home Affairs, would have verified that Home Affairs, that ID number rather as, you know, under your profile as new ID number.
Yes.
So under only those cases, will you not be? Will you have challenges? But under normal circumstances, you've been voting all these elections. You are still on the voter's roll at that particular voting station where would have registered you to vote. No need to register each and every time. You can simply check if you are still registered.
Those who change residences, let's say I'm living in Kopeli and then Kiatlo Wakirneman. So when voting time comes, should I go to Peli?
Not at all. Interesting enough, there is another provision of the law. You might remember in the past, if you were registered go Peli and then, you know, come registration, you know, you were not able to register or whatever, you moved after the registration closed for voters and you now reside Kososha. And in the past, you would on national and election day, you would go to a voting station for Kososha. And at Kososha, you'd walk into any voting station, they will be able to accommodate you basically. To say, okay, no, we see that you are registered, but because you are not registered here, here's a form completed for us just to prove that you are registered, and we'll still give you the two ballots, because in the past we had only national ballots and a provincial ballot. But this time around, because of the law has been amended under, you know, Section 24, capital letter A, we call it. This is the provision that, you know, allows you to vote at a voting station other than where you are registered to vote. So in our same scenario where you lived Coat Ridgeville and moved to Kososha Nguve, you will need to notify to the IEC by the 17th of May 2024 to say, you know what, I just checked my registration details and I see I'm still registered Kososha, Coat Ridgeville. Can I then be allowed to vote Kososha around this address? And the system is built such that it will give you an option of voting station located around that address.
Yes.
For you to choose which one you are going to go to.
So
by the 17th of May, you must have indicated to the IEC via our website.
Oh, that so you, that yeah.
We, yeah.
Oh, okay. So this basically answers the third question where it says by law registered voters must vote at the voting station of which they registered to vote. Some voters will no longer be allowed to apply for a Section 24A vote on voting day. Yeah. So it responds to that, eh?
Indeed. You can't do it on voting day like it has been traditionally the case.
Okay.
This time it must be done prior. I think one of the issues was that we would run out of these forms that you needed to fill.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just a nightmare. But so this one makes the process much more efficient.
Mm.
We are ready for you. We know that you are coming to cast your vote at a specific voting day. We can even prepare, you know, sufficient ballot papers.
Absolutely. Oh, all right. And, of course, South Africans are celebrating 30 years of democracy while casting the votes in the national and provincial elections.
Indeed, that's quite a milestone.
Mm.
So I think that should, you know, make it more exciting as a voter, irrespective of all the ills that we are facing as a citizen. This should be a reason why we go to vote. We are celebrating 30 years in democracy. And by the way, to change all those ills that we are facing, whatever complaint might be, you know, these are reasons that weren't enough for us to go and elect who must then govern in our country.
Now, let me go back to that before I let you go, Brother Clement. The Electoral Act makes provision for special votes, and you spoke about that, to allow a registered voter who can vote at their voting station, who can vote at their voting station on election day, to apply to vote on a predetermined day before the election. The question is, when you say a predetermined date, who predetermines the day? Is it you or is it the eligible voter?
No, it is basically the predetermined date. It's both the 27th and the 28th of May.
Oh, those two. So those two, yeah.
Those 2 days
are
allocated for a special vote.
Mm.
So you will then, as soon as you apply, you know, for special vote, either by going to our website, elections.org.za, or as yourself, you know, who will not necessarily cast this vote at home, Rari, if you're going to visit the voting station, you can simply even use the SMS platform.
Yeah.
It defaults you to a voting station application. You know, it's SMS your ID number to 32249. Simply just ID number to 32249. And this SMS is charged at 1 rand. So this is for a special vote application to visit a voting station. But for those who would want the IEC to visit them at home, they'll need to go on our either online platform, elections.org.za, or by manually visiting the IEC local office and submitting that form, because we would need, obviously, you know, the physical address where they need to be visited. And all this application should be done by, you know, as I indicated earlier on, by the 3rd of May 2024.
Thank you so much. This is Clement Lailane. Thank you so much, my brother. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to push you around, man. Eish. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I honor the opportunity to be on here. I think, you know, the valuable information that we communicated even to your listeners would be applicable.
Absolutely.
Also, you know, to make sure that they are aligned to all these processes that are taking place. And, you know, this is our democracy. Let's own it. Let's go out in numbers and participate in this year's general, national and provincial elections.
Absolutely. Shome bra, danki.
Thank you very much.
Sure. All right then, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you live.
Sihamba ngokholo kunye nawe apha e Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
Okay, welcome to it. We trust the Father is doing you well. Professor Buyiso Ndezi is on the line. And then also Barukia is on the line in Cape Town. Thank you for holding on and thank you for your patience, both of you. Professor, thank you.
Thanks again, my brother. And thank you to all the listeners. And a special greeting to Brother Barukia. Mm. I hope all is well on his side. I haven't got a chance to greet him. But thank God that he's here with us.
Yeah, absolutely. And Mayahi, thank you for holding on, man. I had to talk to Clement. I had to.
To the listeners and also to Professor Bui.
Yeah, sorry, I said to him, Abu Zaba Vanavale or Heki Vitagi Brare, Tanzashian, Wawana Mbra. I can also tell her, Wawana Bruak, Nako important tata. So, yes. And of course, what a beautiful interview that was. Okay, now we are talking about the sinful fruit, and I was asking the question. Let me start with you, Mayahi. When we speak about the very aspect of a sinful fruit today, when we look at the nation, when we look at the churches, when we look at ourselves and those components that we call churches, man, our assemblies, our fellowships, our gatherings, denominations, are we bearing much of the sinful fruit? Do we know what it is and what it is even all about? And if the Hamashiach would return now, are we in trouble?
Yeah. Mm. Thank you for the question. And just to answer you in short, most definitely, yes, we are in trouble if he was to come now. I think we need to have an understanding of knowing that the sinful fruit is that it's when we are not one with him, when we have separated ourselves. You know, we no longer would be having the love for Abaya, so which would mean that we could be speaking this with our mouths, but our actions are contrary to what we are speaking. So I can say that we've entangled ourselves with the things or the ways of the world. So we've moved away. Our belief is shaky. It's challenged. We are doubters. We reason according to the flesh, you know. So we like and prefer a tangible stuff. We've been told to believe. We've been told to walk in the spirit and all that, but it doesn't really make sense to us. We people that, you know, what seeing is believing. So for the mere fact that we don't see this, we prefer this what we see. Hence, you find us going into idolatry and the like, or we start to have this lust and fornication. So it is a process when we can say the flesh has taken over and it is in the driver's seat. And when it has taken charge, it means it has its demands.
Demands
now, they have to be fulfilled, and which is now what leads us astray, you know. So we get to be in a state of being, or we are our souls are contaminated, and we have moved, we've shifted. So we require to be one with him. So now there's no longer one, but there's two, you know. So this is the results or the repercussions of who we are And now we need to repent, and repentance would be like, now we need to be restored back to him. So we can look at the scripture in the book of Genesis chapter number 3. When the serpent comes and it's and asking the woman to say, is it true that Elohim said, do not eat of every tree in the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we are to eat of the fruit of the tree in the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, Elohim has said, do not eat nor touch it, lest you die. And then what does he do? He convinces, he turns the situation, and he says, no, but, you know, if you eat it, you know, your eyes will be opened, and you shall be like Elohim, knowing good and evil. And boom, the process happens, and later we see in the scripture, they find themselves naked. When Abba comes to them, he cannot find them as he had left them. So to show that now there is that separation, because there's no longer that oneness. So when we look at how we function today, being in churches and all that, we are guided by what we call the Torah. The first five books of Moses have got the laws. And when we look at those laws, do we practice them in our houses? Because Deuteronomy chapter 6, I think from 48, it speaks nicely that we have to love him with our heart, with our minds, and with our being. And these words need to be practiced, right, in our houses, when we walk by the wayside, when we rise up, and when we sleep, and when we rise up. So you can see that it has to be something that we carry in our hearts. Proverbs chapter 3 says, these words have got to be like put on our neck, like a necklace, right? So meaning that wherever we go, we have to carry them. So we have these instructions, we have these laws, these statutes that we have to abide by. But right now, the world is going astray, or has gone astray, not going, but it's getting worse. So there's so much confusion. When you even look at us, you may find that those that say they even know the true name and all that, you'll find that they have even five names. There is quite Shabbat. There's just so much of confusion to show that there is not yet an alignment of being restored back to him. So we're still touching the rakupuleta. No, we misinterpreting and misunderstanding scriptures and all that. And now we get to now being led or entering into now these false prophets, who are now leading us astray because they're taking an advantage of what seeing is believing. So now when we see these things happening, it's when we lack action. So because we lack action, because they will say to a person, I'm a millionaire, contract. So it's those kind of things to say. And there's many things. When we started to wheel it and explain to us, we see them around the social media. You know, it's so scary. So if he was to rock up now, no one is ready.
It's great.
No one is ready. So we still need to repent, and we need to die daily. We need to develop and grow a desire to say, look, we want to get somewhere. Where I am, I'm not content because I still fall, you know. And how do I get to a state of no longer falling and getting upright, you know? So it's my prayer as well every day to say, hey, how do I get to discipline, you know, even when the storm hit and all that. Like, for instance, my but then with my son, I was supposed to go to hospital. And it's not only because I don't trust Abba or anything. I wouldn't have taken my son to hospital. But now, we also work in a system that requires a sick note. Because the next thing, they claim he's AWOL. So the system as well, it has this rule, you know, that is tied, that makes us to fault, you know, to be contrary to the words of Abba. And so there's a lot that needs to happen. An overhauling of the whole system. Halala.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, my Achi. And you can send us WhatsApps, man. Tell us about the sinful fruit that you see amongst us these days. In the nation, in the country, in the church, amongst believers. The sinful fruit that you see amongst us. You can send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. You can also drop us a voice note there on the WhatsApp. Otherwise, give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. That's 012-334-1322.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, Professor, let me come to you. I read that the issue of the sinful fruit. I read also, you know, clusters that are bitter, grapes of gall in Deuteronomy 32:32. I read also in Isaiah 3:11, the rewards of wickedness are a sinful fruit. When we are wicked, we will see the outcomes of it, the rewards of it. And this is also prior to the great day of judgment. These are the consequences that we see coming across. And also the tree that was given another chance, the grace given to that tree, yet it continued to bring forth wild grapes. Now it's grapes that are even dangerous to the tree itself. Sinful fruit, we bring forth attitudes, cultures, we bring forth thoughts, we bring forth philosophies, ideologies that come back to bite us again. Ideologies, thought processes, thought patterns, we bring in laws that are even dangerous to our faith, to our morality, even if we have been given a chance to be a nation. What's your take, Professor?
Thank you, my brother, for the question and the way you are putting it. It's concerning. I want to start from where we need to know things are starting. We are not going to have a fruit outside of a seed. It seems as if the challenge here is the wrong seed that we continue to consume. You just spoke about philosophies, the ideologies that we are having, and my thinking is it's because of the seeds that we continue to allow into our hearts, to allow into our minds, and hence we cannot change the philosophies and the ideologies. So you talk about this tree that we found in Isaiah. I think you quoted Isaiah chapter 5, verse 2, that you continue to nurse this tree, you continue to expect something good from it. And then the last part of this verse says, then he looked for a crop of good grapes, but it yielded only bad fruit. It is because the work that was done was on the leaves and on the branches, but not on the roots. because the root is what gives fruit. So what was planted is what will continually bear fruit. So in other words, we continue to deal with the branches and the leaves, having not dealt with the fundamentals, which are the seeds that we must take note of.
Mm.
So when we speak about this sinful fruit, we're talking about all of these things that make us to transgress from the way of God. So we become immoral, we become unruly, we become lawless, simply because of the seeds that we nest. And most of the seeds that we are nesting are not the seeds from the Father. I wanted to quickly go to where we are quoted again before I go to the book of Romans. You quoted Deuteronomy 32, verse 32, where you speak about their grapes are grapes of gall, their clusters are bitter. When this was presented earlier on, I just saw a picture of disfigurement, where when you eat these grapes, even your face changes. The way you react also says that what is happening or what you are eating is something that is bitter. So in other words, these are the fruits that make us not look the way we should be. In other words, they change our identity. These are the fruits that do not depict and reveal who we really are. So in other words, we do not reveal God by the fruit that we are showing, because they are grapes of gall, they are the clusters of bitterness, which change the outlook of a human being. And once you are not depicting and revealing God, it means you are revealing a different God, and that God that you are revealing tells that you have a different seed, which is not the seed of the Most High. So these are the things that came into my mind as you were introducing this topic. But I want us to go to the book of Romans chapter 3. And in this particular passage, I'm going to count a few things that are the fruit of sins that we are talking about, starting from verse 10. It's Romans 3, verse 10. It says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks after God. The question you asked earlier, if the Messiah could come now, are we safe? Are we going to be with him? And the answer that Baruch gave is that none of us is guaranteed because of what is happening. And here, this sinful fruit makes people to be confused, like you said earlier on. So in other words, there is lack of understanding. We are unable to understand the ways of God. Hence, the Bible says there is none who understand. Why do we lack this understanding? Why are we confused? It is because we have the wrong seed, and the wrong seed makes us to bear the wrong fruit. And this is the fruit that is not of God. And this fruit makes us not to seek after the true God. So these days, people look for their own things and they desire their own things that will satisfy their flesh and themselves other than God. So when we get cold to going after God, these are the fruit that God is talking about. So number one is lack of understanding, lack of correct understanding, which is a godly understanding. Number two, the lack of desire to seek after the true God. We can seek after anything. We can seek after wealth. We can seek after fame. But few of us are seeking after God. And that is a sinful fruit that people are bearing these days. And verse 12 says, they have all turned aside. A person who turns aside is the one who knows where you are supposed to go. You turn aside because you were in a certain path, but then you choose to go astray, or you choose to take a different way. And this becomes like a deliberate action. I choose to turn aside simply because I want to satisfy my drives. I want to fulfill my desires. So when people seek more of what will satisfy them other than what will satisfy God, they are bearing sinful fruit. They choose deliberately not to abide by the way of the Lord, hence they turn aside. And it says they have together become unprofitable. What profit must we bear, and to whom must we bear that profit?
Yeah.
We are here being the images of the Most High, and what we do must reflect him, and what we do must bring souls to the kingdom. So if we become unprofitable, it means we are not profitable to the kingdom. We are not usable by God because we are bearing sinful fruit. This is the fruit that takes people away from the kingdom of God, and hence we have become unprofitable. These are the fruit that we are seeing. Mm. And the next sentence says, there is none who does good, no, not one. So the ways of evil become our norm, become our way of standard. In other words, you don't even feel that there's anything wrong with what you are doing, because the social environment where we are enhances and promotes this kind of culture that we are living. So we don't even see when we do wrong things. This is the fruit that we are bearing because of the nature that we have allowed in our lives. And this is the nature that is born by the seed that has been planted in our hearts and in our minds. Verse 13 says, their throat is an open tomb. Greed has increased. People want things to themselves. Selfishness has increased. This is sinful fruit that we are seeing. And people want things that will benefit them. And none of us or few of us are becoming or have become empathetic. We have lost the love of God. We are no longer compassionate. We no longer feel as the Messiah would feel. We no longer feel as God feels. In other words, we have become people who are looking for things to benefit them. Our throats are open tombs and our tongue have practiced deceit. We spoke about this in the past few weeks, that deception has increased. This is sinful fruit. And when we continue in our deception, we continue on it as though it's normal, because we benefit from these things. So when I deceive my neighbor, telling him whatever I want to say, I know that I'm going to benefit as a person, but I'm no longer looking at whether what I'm doing, is it in line with the will of God. This is sinful fruit. The poison of us is under their lips. Lies, deceit, bitterness, cursing, these are all the things that we are seeing. And one of the days you sent me a video where a so-called pastor was cursing, saying things that are unbearable. And you, if you think about it, that this is a man of God, you would be thinking, from where is this person coming? Who is that speaking to this person? Simply because it is acceptable, it has become a norm. The way we speak is no longer used as a measure of checking whether we are in God or not, because even those who are in the Lord are now talking anyhow, because we have not tamed our tongue because of the fruit that we are bearing. And sometimes we are unable to help ourselves. The reason, because we've been deeply influenced by the seed that we allow to be planted in our spirits and in our minds. And we're bearing these things daily. And it's what we need to guard against.
All right, give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Sinful fruit, what it is even all about. Send us a WhatsApp message also. It's 082-657-2729. I see messages that have come through. I will read them very shortly. I need to ask two questions again on our guests about this very aspect of a sinful fruit. But you can send us those WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. You can also give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.